Today's Shir Mishnah Brura Yomi is Daf Chav Zayin Omid Aleph, and we begin Simen Tezvav, dealing with Hilchot Tzitzis, specifically if you want to take off the tzitzis from one garment and put them onto another garment, and some other halachas regarding tearing of garments and whether the tzitzis remaining behind are kosher. So the Mechaber writes, Mutur lahatir tzitzis tzitzios mitalas zeh velitnom mitalas acher. Person is allowed to go and take off the tzitzis, the fringes from one garment, and place it on another garment. We'll see there's several caveats. However, abo shelo lahanicham bebeged acher lo. But if you're just going to take off the tzitzis and not put them on another garment, then you shouldn't do that. The Ramah adds, the dafka betalis shel bar chiyuva. We're talking here about with the talis, the garment itself, still has the obligation. It has four corners, it's a kosher garment, and then you're not allowed to take off the tzitzis. Avamut lahatir at tzitzis mitalis shel mesim. But if the garment is not an obligated garment to have tzitzis on it, for example, it belongs to a dead person, and the dead person is chofshi min hamitzvos, so then one is allowed to untie the tzitzis, take off the tzitzis from the talis of a dead person. The halacha, the minhag, is that we don't bury a person with a talis that is mitsuyos properly. For those that have the custom to bury a person with a talis, we passel the talis in some way so it's not chayiv in tzitzis, or you cut off a corner, or you cut off some piece of the tzitzis, because meis is chofshi min hamitzvos. The Mishnah Brura in Sivkatan Aleph says that which we said that you're allowed to take off the tzitzis from one garment and put them onto another garment, this is afilu mitalis chodosh letalis chodosh. This is whether it's a brand new garment to another brand new garment. For kosher came mitalis yoshan, and certainly from an old garment, shemuta lahatir, to take off the tzitzis from an old garment, litnon betalis chodosh, to put them on a new garment, shirotzu lelov shol lekayim bo mitzvah, in order to be able to fulfill the mitzvah. So you bought yourself a nice fresh new talis so you can take off the tzitzis from your old talis and put them on the new talis. And he says this is true afilu mitalis gadol talis katan. You can even remove the tzitzis from a talis gadol and put them on your talis katan, because talis gadol the talis katan shavim, they both are halachically the same in terms of their obligation, assuming the talis katan of course has the right size. In Dirshu note 1, he says it's not 100% the same. He brings down two differences. For example, the person is allowed to sleep in a talis katan, but one doesn't sleep in a talis gadol. And likewise, a talis katan you can go into the bathroom with. You don't have to take off your talis katan when you go to the bathroom, but the minhag is to take off your talis gadol, because that's something that's set for davening, that's set for a beis haknesses. It's improper to wear your talis gadol into the bathroom. The Mishnah Brura continues by quoting the Prima Gadim, who's nistapek imutu lahatir tzitzis mitalis shel tzemer litnum betalis shel shar minim. He's unsure, is one permitted to go take off the tzitzis that were on a woolen garment and then place those tzitzis on a non-woolen garment that, as we've learned previously, their poskim that say that it's only chayiv on a derabbanan level, these other materials. And he brings down that the artis achayim is makel to allow this. In Sivkatun Beis, the Mishnah Brura qualifies that which we said you can make all of these switches. He says he brings down the Prima Gadim Shekosav, De Mitsuyim Lo Tzitzis Acherim Lahasik. If instead of taking off the tzitzis from a perfectly good garment and then taking these tzitzis to put them on another garment that you want more, he says if you can easily get new tzitzis, Nochon Lahach Mishalo Lahatu Tzitziosav. Better not to take apart a perfectly good talis and go put the tzitzis on a new talis when you can easily get new tzitzis for the new talis. Imlo Ba'ofa and Hamavur B'Sivkatun Gimel, unless there are other conditions present that we'll learn right now in Sivkatan Gimel. What are these conditions? So he says that you're not allowed to just untie tzitzis that were perfectly good from a garment, kiyesh iser over here, shemavaza talis shel mitzvah b'chinam, because this was a perfectly good talis, and now you're taking off its tzitzis, so you're being mavaza that talis for no reason whatsoever. Unless, however, in lotion is bala talis, if the talis is worn out and it's no longer wearable, then you're allowed to take it off because there's no purpose in keeping the tzitzis on this worn-out talis that nobody can wear. Alternatively, or you're willing or need to sell this talis to a non-Jewish person. Lav dafka, it has to be a talis, it could be a four-cornered garment, and you want to sell it to a non-Jewish person. You really shouldn't sell a talis to use it for any degrading purpose, but here we're not necessarily talking about a talis, we're talking about a four-cornered garment. So you're allowed to sell that to a guy, so you want to take the tzitzis off it, that is permissible as well. Alternatively, lasos me'atalis begit shlo yedale kanfos. Or you're going to turn this into a non-four-cornered garment. You're going to make it into rounded edges. So in all of these situations where it's not going to be chayiv in tzitzis anymore, mutu litlin, you can take the tzitzis off. However, Imrotza limkor atalas li Yisrael. If you're selling it to another Jewish person, also likach tzitziosav. One shouldn't take the tzitzis off the talis. It's similar to the idea of a mezuzah. You're selling your house to a Jewish person, so you shouldn't take the mezuzahs off the doorposts. Avshi Yisrael hasheni yuchol lahatil tzitzis biatzmo. Even though the other person can certainly knows how or can easily get tzitzis to put on it himself, nevertheless, afilu hochi osur. You shouldn't do this. If you're taking off the tzitzis because you want to put on a nicer pair of tzitzis, fresher, newer, cleaner, white, beautiful tzitzis, you just want to refresh them by putting on a new pair of fringes on the garment, or it's only kosher b'dieved, as we've explained previously. If you've shortened it, it got cut, and it's good, there's enough fringe left that you can make a bow, but it's not the full 12 agudlim, not the full 24 or so centimeters. So afa pisha dainet tzitzis kosher, even though it's kosher, nevertheless, afa pikein mutu lohosir veloses tachtel shlema. To beautify the tzitzis, you're allowed to take them off and put on new ones. Furthermore, if these tzitzis that you're taking off are still good and could be put on another garment, as opposed to the one that was cut off somewhat and is only good b'di'eved, then then when you take them off, don't just take a scissor and cut them off, because that ruins them. And Kvar Omru Chazal, Lo Yishpoch Odom Meboru V'Achem Tzrichim Lehem. Don't pour out water. Chazal have a famous saying, don't pour out water that others might need. Don't ruin something that's still perfectly usable. If these tzitzis, even though you have no need for them, you're going to put on a nice, fresh, new pair. So you don't need those fringes. So don't destroy them, because maybe somebody else could possibly use them. Hachai Odom, however, writes, Kosab b'mokum shekosha bein avatirch lahatir. If you have to unknot all the tzitzis and undo it and then store it someplace and it's difficult for you to do so, then mutur l'natkom, then you can cut them off. Ein b'zeh mishum batashlis. That's not called wasting, because your time is precious. Even the ein osa derech hashchosi, you're not doing this on purpose, but it's going to take you a long time to get out the knots, and it's going to be difficult, and you don't have the ability to do so easily, so then it's not called batashlis, and you can do so. In the halacha brura, he brings down that when you are taking off the tzitzis from one pair and putting them on another pair, you shouldn't wait in between. Lo yishah zman rav bein hotzoas hatzitzis mehabeged arishon lebein hatolos mehabeged asheni, because it's improper. And I think part of that reasoning is because you never know what's going to happen, and if you get delayed in putting it on, it could somehow never get done, so you want to do it right away. As the halacha brura says, chayshinun lepshiyusa. We're concerned that something will go wrong and it won't get done. In Sifkat and Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah said that even when you're replacing it and putting it on another garment, as long as that other garment is a bar chiyuva, afilo enu chayev rak mi derabbanan, even if you're taking it from a talis that was only obligated in the tzitzis mi derabbanan, you should still not take it off for no reason. Siv Beis, the Mechaber writes, enu yochol likach hakonof kimoshu imatzitzios ulutofro beveged acher. What you can't do is cut off the entire bottom part of a talis and just go take that and put it on and attach it to another talis. Because mishum da al kanfe bigdeim ba'inun, you have to make the tzitzis while they're on the kanof. You have to take the strands and put them through the hole and make the knots on the kanof. You can't take an already knotted pair of corners of the tzitzis and go and place it onto another garment. The kanof zeh lo hayomi beged zeh b'shasasiya. And since you had already tied the tzitzis on this corner and put it in properly, and then you cut off the entire corner and place the entire corner on another garment you sewed it on, that's tasev lo min osri, that's not allowed. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Hay brings down the Magen Avraham. He says, umuchach midvarav, it's clear from what the Magen Avraham says, the dafa konov she'en bo shir lisatek. This is not allowed to just take the corner and put it onto another garment because of tasev lo min osri. This is only if the corner didn't have a significant enough size. Even the Gemara says, even if it's an amma by an amma, it's not allowed to do this. That's because if it's only an amma by an amma, it doesn't have enough of a shear for ituf, to really clothe a person, to surround the person. But if it's big enough that you can really wrap yourself in it, so even though in this situation, it's just to quote corners, but it's a very, very large corners. Then you can take it intact with its tzitzis and just sew it onto another piece of garment. However, he brings down the Taz and Sifkot and Gimel, who says that this is not correct. He says, no, you still can't do this. And so is the opinion of the Levush and the Derech HaChaim. In Sifkot and Vav, the Mishnah Brewer writes, Avo below had tzitzis mutu l'chabru. If the corner didn't have the tzitzis on it, and you're just attaching a corner that had been cut off of a garment to another garment to create a new corner there, imu marzik al kol ponim shalosh etzbos al shalosh v'yachak kach yato bo tzitzis, umikol shara begit ein tzarech l'atir klal. What the Mishnah Brewer is saying over here is, if you have an existing four-cornered garment that has tzitzis on it, and you're now adding a new corner to it, you're adding a new bottom to it, so you don't have to undo the top tzitzis that are already there, you just have to put tzitzis on the new bottom part that you created. The davka im kodim sheniskaber lo haknaf hayogam kein bas chiyuva. This is true if the existing garment was a bar chiyuva, was big enough on its own, so the top tzitzis are placed on it, not a problem of tasev lo min asur, they were placed on it, it was asulahem tzitzis, al kanfeyem. Kigon shelo nikra min hakon of beagle, it hadn't been ripped off, it was still kosher. And you just extended the garment. But if you made the garment puzzle, it's not a four-cornered garment. And now you add on a new bottom part, then you'd have to undo all the tzitzis because of a problem of tasif shalom and osui, and la'atila mechadosh, and you'd have to put on the new tzitzis over here in all four corners. Again, I apologize, some of this is a little bit hard to just come across orally without demonstrating and seeing it, but I'm hoping that it's clear enough for people to understand. In Sifkat Zayin, the Mishnah Brewer talks about what happens if a talus, for example, is cut in half, and now you want to just reattach it. So he says, "Im yirtza l'chaber hakonof l'habeget shenikra mimenu." The bottom part got cut off, and you just want to reattach it. Afilu im nikra legamri, it was totally cut off. V'lo nishtayir kol shu b'chibur, it wasn't at all connected. Ein tzarech l'hati mimenu tzitzis. The Mishnah Brewer paskins over here that you don't have to undo the tzitzis and then attach the garments back, the two parts together, and then redo the tzitzis. The lo mivsel mishum tasev lo min asui. This isn't a problem of tasev lo min asui. Why not? Kiven that tchilas asiyosu beveged zeh haya bechashus, because it originally was put on and it was done correctly, and therefore, even though now it's separated, you can just sew it back up and everything is fine. The chol zeh em lo nases habeged baz gimel b'yesakriya. If I understand the Mishnah Brewer correctly, saying as long as it still has four corners, if you made it into three corners, then it's no longer a kosher garment. And the corner itself that's cut off has to be a significant enough size, at least 3x3. Mishnah Brewer explains that this is the understanding, as we just explained it, of the Magen Avraham's interpretation of the Shulchan Aruch. However, he brings down the Taz, She'ein nafkamina b'nei matzirif lebegit acher ozeh gufa. He says it doesn't make a difference if you're attaching it back onto its own self. It got cut in the bottom part and he's reattaching it to its own self, or whether he's reattaching it to an entirely new garment. The Taz paskins, this is a problem of tasev lo min asui, v'yesh l'hachmir, and the chein posach b'derech hachayim. One shouldn't reattach these garments that were split apart without undoing the tzitzis. Sif gimel, talis mitzuyetzis. You have a properly fringed talus, has proper tzitzis on it. That was cut in half. And each half is a significant enough size. You had a very big talus, you cut a talus in half, you still have two half talasim that each are of a significant enough size and they're four corners that they require tzitzis. So you now have two halves. One has two tzitzis on it, two corners. The other has two tzitzis on the two corners. So what do you do with the two new corners that you've created? And the corners are intact that are left behind, but the new corners that have been created because of the tear do not have tzitzis on them. No problem. You put new tzitzis on the new areas, and ein bo mishum tasev lo min asui on the old areas because they were again made properly. The Mishnah Brewer in Sivkat and Ches adds over here. He says, "Avolim ein b'kol chelik kidei l'satev." If the two halves are not big enough, then kimoshu shochiach b'talisos ketanim, as is common in the small talus. For example, a talus katan, kishin is chalik l'shtayim ein bem shir itov. Then each half is not big enough to really wrap yourself around. Then nisbatol mehem take if a mitzvah tzitzis. Then the tzitzis are no longer considered good. And if you want to reattach them or you want to put on new tzitzis, im yirtz achakach lachzo l'chaber chelik echo l'chaber. chaveiro, l'shar chaticha, if you want to reattach them or add on a new piece so they're significant enough size, then tzorich lahatu mitchila kol tzitzios. You have to undo all the tzitzis, or else you have a problem of tasev lo and osui. If one of the two sides is good enough in terms of the shear, im chelik echod yesh bo shear ituf v'yachod ein bo, so ein tzorich lahatir me'achelik she'ein bo. Then only the smaller one, you'd have to undo all the tzitzis, but the larger one, you could leave the tzitzis on it. V'yachod kach yata bo mechadosh achar she'yizchabru hachalokim yachtov, and then you put on the new end the new tzitzis and everything is good. Why is this so? Sif cut and test, the Mishnah Berurah explains, the hatzitzis shenisharu, those tzitzis that are left behind, hanging on the garment that is of significant of sign, ein shem psulim, they don't become posul, they're still good. Kiva the eshbem kidei shir itav, because the garment, while it's cut in half, still is large enough that it could be worn properly, has a significant of size. You could even reattach now, not the same garment that was cut in half, but even a new piece of garment, that would also be perfectly good. And if it has a significant enough size, you can just add on, you don't even have to add on a new garment, you can just add on tzitzis onto the two new corners that were created, and that would be perfectly good as well. Mishnah Berurah concludes, Rov Achronim Amekilim, and allow this to be done the way we just said it. There are those that disagree. We call Makom Tov Lahachmir Lechatchila. Ideally, one shouldn't rely upon these if one doesn't have to. And Baruch Hashem, today, there is plenty of easy availability of relatively inexpensive Talesim Ketanim and Talesim Gedolim, and we almost never wear four-cornered garments anymore that require tzitzis. So Baruch Hashem, this isn't the problem. Again, I apologize if any of this was unclear. It's very hard to explain these things without actually showing them. And Ayin Shum, people should try to look inside and learn more about this.